Okay, this is a question that was written to Dr. Peikoff. So it's playing off something he said at a previous podcast. And let me try to summarize this and answer it. So the idea is that Dr. Peikoff said that objectivism has to be accepted by consent. It can't be imposed or forced on people. So for example, if I was appointed dictator, there's no way I could create an objectivist society just by forcing people to become objectivist. And so the question I ask, and I think this is kind of a clever question, he says, well, wait a minute, don't you, and in this case he's referring to me and Dr. Peikoff and others, don't you acknowledge then that after World War II, the American government, in a sense, forced the Japanese to accept a whole set of new ideas, a whole different conception of a constitution, a different conception of government, a different conception of themselves? Didn't they change their philosophy in dramatic fashion after World War II? And wasn't that done by force? And wasn't that done by, in a sense, a dictator, General MacArthur, who occupied Japan during that period of time? And, you know, to some extent, one could argue that that happened in Germany as well. And the answer to that is yes and no. I'm hedging, right? Yes, Japan changed dramatically. But what made that change possible is that they were completely and utterly devastated. They were humiliated. They were brought to their knees. They had come to the conclusion, the unequivocal conclusion, that their way of life, their way of thinking had failed, that it was a disaster, that something new had to be adopted, that they couldn't live with what had existed in the past because all that resulted from it was death and destruction. That is the great power of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in Japan, is that it made clear without any doubt the complete failure of the Japanese system and the destruction that their path had led to. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the moral blame for that falls completely on the Japanese government for starting that war, for pursuing that war, and for not accepting peace terms, unconditional surrender, when they had an opportunity to do so. So it took that shock, it took that incredible cognitive dissonance on a culture-wide level to make them open to the changes that MacArthur and the Americans, forced upon them. But they were open to it in a unique point in history, which is not true of America today. American people have not accepted that the system that they believe in is wrong. They're not willing to challenge in any fundamental sense the system that exists today. What you need is an event that really challenges them, and then you have to have the power in order to present them with an alternative. Now, let me add to that a couple of things. One, the change brought about by MacArthur in the United States was not that dramatic, not as dramatic as what we have today in America versus objectivism. Objectivism is a completely new philosophy. It's a completely different approach to life and to viewing the role of government, to viewing the role of the individual versus society. So it is a radical, radical change. In Japan, the fascism of the Japanese was eradicated, but it's still true that Japanese society is quite collectivist. It's still true that the Japanese way of thinking in their personal lives, I don't think has changed that dramatically. A constitution was imposed on them, but it's a constitution that's a mixed economy. It's not a constitution that's completely free market. You've seen this in the last 20 years and 20-something years where the Japanese economy has done nothing, has gone nowhere, and it's very difficult for them to change and to adapt and to get things going and to do the things necessary to get the economy going. So I don't think the nature of the change is as radical, certainly not philosophically as radical, as the change from the collectivism, altruism, and statism that dominates America today to a true ideology of egoism and laissez-faire capitalism and an ideology of reason, and a dedication to reason that objectivism would require. So that is a difference in kind. And second, at the end of the day, the Japanese had to accept it voluntarily. That is, as soon as MacArthur and the Americans left, the Japanese could have reverted back. And so at some point, they had to accept it. They had to buy into it. It couldn't be forced and maintained as a forced thing. It could be introduced to them through imposition by the people running Japan, but it couldn't sustain. It's only been sustainable because they bought into it, and they bought into it because of the shock, what I discussed early in the answer.